Early this spring, Congressman Richard Gephardt of Missouri laid down a challenge to President Bush and to other Democratic presidential contenders. Gephardt's provocative proposal was to provide health insurance for every working American and to pay for it by canceling President Bush's tax cut. Some other Democrats countered with their own plans, and all of them will face the concerns of Americans faced with mounting health costs. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
Three Democratic candidates have laid out plans. In addition to Congressman Gephardt, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts and former Governor Howard Dean of Vermont have taken up the challenge. Senator Bob Graham of Florida has spoken about his ideas in some detail, and Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio has proposed a plan he calls Medicare for All. Congressman Gephardt drew a very heavy line in the sand with his proposal, which basically asks the American people to choose between health care and tax cuts.
And so when I'm president in the first week, I'll go to the Congress and I will ask them to rescind all the Bush tax cuts that are on the books by that time. Every one of them. And I will use those dollars to make sure that every American has guaranteed health insurance that can never be taken away. It is time we got this done.
Congressman Gephardt speaking at a fundraiser for the group Emily's List. Gephardt makes big changes in the way the system works now. He requires business to provide health insurance to all employees. To make that work, he offers a generous, refundable tax credit to all businesses to cover 60% of the costs. That means many corporations would see their taxes go down, small businesses could get rebates, money Gephardt believes would stimulate spending and investment, stimulate the economy. Gephardt also funds 60% of health coverage for state and local government employees, so it's a combination, economic stimulus, state aid, and health insurance coverage for all working Americans. That means Gephardt is willing to spend a lot more money than the other candidates who've offered detailed plans. Looking at the group, Gephardt, Kerry, Dean, and Graham, there are many ideas in common. Notably, they don't want to make the same mistake they believe President Clinton made with his version of health care reform. Kenneth Thorpe now chairs the Department of Health Policy and Management at Emory University, but 10 years ago, he worked on the Clinton plan.
The issue was that it raised a lot of anxiety among people who have health insurance today about whether or not they're going to pay more for their coverage or whether they're going to receive less coverage than they currently have. So the proposals on the table today are saying we're not going to move you from how you get coverage today, but we are going to try to find ways to make it less expensive.
The main idea is to cover the 41 million uninsured. The plans stretch out existing programs which provide medical care to accommodate more people. For example, the young elderly. Retirees at 55 aren't old enough for Medicare, but might buy it at a very good rate under the Gephardt plan. The Dean plan calls for covering young adults up to age 24 under programs for children. All the plans are paid for with cuts in the president's tax bill. But there are also differences. The plan offered by Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts reduces private insurance costs by bringing in the federal government when medical costs go way high. That should ease the pressure to continually raise rates and make people feel less anxious about losing their insurance.
I offer a new compact. We, the government, will take all of the catastrophic cases from $50,000 and up, and we'll pay 75% of those costs in exchange for companies offering coverage to all of their employees. And that means that the most expensive cases are out of the insurance pool, which reduces the cost for all Americans. We are told by the experts we could have a 10% decrease in premiums for every American.
Senator Kerry, speaking last month in Washington, the Kerry plan also covers all uninsured children, automatically enrolling them when they start school. And Senator Kerry has a long list of cost containment proposals. Kerry and Dean both offer, as a backstop, coverage like the program used by federal employees, including congressmen and senators. The details differ, but the idea is that new participants would also benefit when the huge federal system uses its bargaining power with insurance carriers. The doctor in the crowd, former Governor Howard Dean of Vermont, offers something similar to what he did in his own state. Dean's plan is a little cheaper than the others and covers more of the uninsured. It is also the simplest. It merely puts more people into existing programs, doing nothing extra for people who are already insured. Dean resists the suggestion that this is a no-frills version and says emphatically that it'll pass.
What we did in our plan is simply to build a plan for the United States that looks a lot like the Vermont plan. It's easy to understand. It doesn't change the system, so Harry and Louise can't get on the television, tell everybody they're going to have to change doctors and insurance companies. It's not run by the government, and it works.
Dean also has cost-cutting ideas, including modernizing records and aggressively controlling the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Bob Graham of Florida has not yet released all the details of his plans for health care, but he starts with a strong commitment to the uninsured.
The health care system is so complicated, and there are so many people who have a stake in the status quo that it's very difficult to do in one giant step. I believe it's pragmatic to do it step by step, focusing on three groups for whom there are already programs in place and who have very special medical needs: children, the working poor, and the early retiree.
Senator Graham speaking on the Lara News Hour on PBS. Graham is looking, as are some of the others, at the way the health system currently treats people with chronic diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Statistics suggest that many Americans have one chronic condition and many elderly people have several. Managing chronic diseases could save a huge chunk of health care spending. And then there's the one candidate who proposes junking the current system in favor of entirely government-funded health care, Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio.
Medicare for All insures everyone. It guarantees that all races, all ages, all income earners, the best care. And you know what? It recognizes that the private market has failed.
Now here's a quick cheat sheet on the ideas we know the most about. The Gebhardt plan cancels the president's tax cut and distributes that money through the health care system, requiring all business to offer health benefits and giving refundable tax credits to help them pay for it. Gebhardt also sends money to states for government employees' health care. Kerry, Dean, and Graham expand existing programs to cover uninsured people. Kerry covers all children and has the federal government step in when an individual's health care costs get to $50,000. All three have ways to keep costs down. All the Democrats' plans eliminate or curtail President Bush's tax cut to fund health care, setting the stage for a battle the Democrats hope will resemble 1992, when President Clinton ran on health care and defeated President Bush. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.